bit disappointed with the fact that they've actually got past the Torres Strait to make it all the way down, halfway down East Coast, I guess, down Cape York. I find it very, I guess, very unusual because remember the one that landed at Machin Beach some years ago? You know how they snuck past, you know, border protection, I guess, in the Straits to begin with, and then able to be able to sneak halfway down Cape York at the same time.
Well, just explain how far down Lockhart River is on the eastern side of Cape York Peninsula.
Lockhart is about 400 kilometres from the Torres Strait, so it's probably halfway between Cairns and the tip of Australia. So yeah, they've hiked a long way south.
The sources are suggesting that these vessels were from Vietnam, and the crews, the 28 crew members that have been apprehended, are en route back to Cairns for processing and prosecution. How aware are you of illegal fishing targeting this particular part of the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park?
Yeah, well, I guess it's a very rich environment, you know, for fisheries. And, you know, we've heard that they might have been chasing large clams, so clamshells are a very common species in our area. And, yeah, it's also a local delicacy. For the indigenous people, it's important. And for foreigners to, you know, get past the gate and tap into our resource, well, that's just extra burden on our fisheries.
Giant clams, are you aware of that particular species being targeted by illegal fishing activities in the past, Wayne?
No, not that I'm aware of. But they worth a fair bit of money to the Indonesians.
What experience has the Lockhart River community had with illegal fishing activities?
We've had very, very limited, actually, if near none. So this one's a rare moment to hear, you know, a vessel coming through the gates and getting down the coast in front of Lockhart. So yeah, it's a bit frightening in one sense if they can sneak through the Torres Straits and get down through, because we're one of the last communities on the east coast of Australia, so you know we're sort of in the middle of nowhere here. So these kind of legal fishermen just rocking up and coming close to our community is a bit of a worry.
How seriously does the community of Lockhart River take its role as kind of the eyes and ears, I suppose, of surveillance authorities in that remote part of Australia?
Yeah, very serious. I mean, people report any suspicion, but we don't have the support or any service in the community from customs or from Marine Park, Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority. So, you know, we rely on local people's knowledge.
I understand that the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority does have a new catamaran as part of its surveillance arsenal. Has that been of any benefit to the Lockhart community?
Yes, it has, actually. Marine Park has been up here with their vessel recently, very often, actually. So they have been working with the traditional owners on sea country and sharing knowledge of the reefs in the area. So, yeah, I still find it a bit surprising me how the vessel managed to. They'd have to come through the Straits first before they come down Cape York. So it's a bit surprising they snuck through.
What information, if any, have you been able to ascertain about where and when these two boats were picked up by authorities?
Actually, yeah, it's surprising. I haven't heard anything. The local fishing village up at Portland Roads, where the shipping channel is right nearby them. I was just speaking to some of the residents there, and they haven't heard or seen nothing. So, yeah, she's been kept pretty quiet.
As the mayor of a remote Indigenous community on the peninsula, how effective do you believe surveillance is, given the porous nature of our northern coastline?
Well, it doesn't seem too effective if two vessels with 28 people on board have been able to sneak so far down the Australian coastline. You know, looking at the influx of boat people, And now look at the fishing fleet that's coming so far down the Cape now. I think there's probably some alarm warning bells ringing there.